and welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us, brought to you by Comedy Here Often Podcast Network. I am your host, Gina Harms, and today I am joined by a very exciting guest, a very hilarious comedian that I love. It's Yumi Nagashima. Hi.
Yay. Hi, Gina.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Thank you for having me. Good.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Woke up like an hour ago, so.
Yeah, we're recording on a Saturday morning. I appreciate
yeah, this is good. I like this as a start.
Yeah, I like the morning recording.
Yeah.
And it's like rainy here again, so
yeah.
Like, yeah, we can stay.
It sounds healthy.
Yes. Yeah. So, what's going on? What have you been like into during this pandemic? You know, what do you?
I'm like really into volleyball.
Volleyball?
Yeah.
Oh, like watching it or playing it?
Playing it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Do you just play at the beach?
No, at the like parks.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like Empire Field.
Yeah.
Or like there's like a really nice park near like Lafarge Lake.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. But there was a shooting though.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. I think it's like gangster related, but like one guy died.
Oh no.
Yeah. So like I haven't been there ever since because it's kind of scary. Yeah,
no kidding. Oh my God. Wow. Did you like just start playing volleyball? Like, did you ever play it like growing up or like?
Yeah, I was in a volleyball team when I was like a junior high school student.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like a very strict volleyball team.
Oh wow.
Hardcore, yeah.
Yeah. What are you like? Are you like a spiker or you like?
I'm a setter.
You're a setter.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I like to set up.
Yeah. It's I played it like a little bit in elementary school, but
cool.
Yeah, I'm like the setting is like it's a very like delicate. They were like it could be like a soft touch. Well, I keep like doing the move. I'm like, no one's gonna see this.
Yeah, but you need like so much control.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like glamorous like spiker.
Yeah, they probably get all the like the attention, I guess.
Yeah, they're like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. You're the unsung hero of the volleyball team.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's cool. I like want to like play like a sport like that. Like I'd love to like get into like I want to start playing basketball, but I don't want to like play or run around. I just want to like shoot hoops.
Right. I can see how that can be like really like yeah relaxing.
Yeah.
You are focusing on one thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do that over and over again.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like I'm like I don't want to do anything on a team.
You want to be on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the stand-up.
Yeah, I was going to say that very stand-up comedian trait.
Yeah, yeah exactly. So bad.
No, it's good.
Yeah. Have you been doing any like Zoom comedy shows?
Yeah, I have started Zoom comedy show. Like I'm doing it more now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find it like, it's funny. Cause like almost for the first like year of this pandemic. God, I can't believe it's been that long. But like for the first like year, like I wasn't into doing it or and it just like seems like now we were like, okay, I guess we have to start doing it.
Yeah. Like we were kind of like waiting.
Yeah.
Go back to normal, but like, oh, maybe there's no normal. Like, you
know? Yeah, we were like, all right, this is better than nothing. What's some like pop culture stuff that you've been into lately? Like, what are you listening to or watching?
Lately, I have discovered, do you know this genre called city pop?
No.
Yeah, me either. I didn't know, but I discovered this like when I did a like podcast with his name is Peter Kim, and then he does podcasts about like music and food in New York. And then like, he did have like Margaret Cho as a guest once. So it's like really like a cool podcast. But like he asked me like, so like Yumi, obviously you are familiar with city pop. He said that and I'm like, no, I don't know what it is. Like, yeah. And then he's like, oh, it's a like a Japanese pop style that was huge in like 70s and 80s. And it's characterized by like how it's influenced by Western culture. So it's like Japanese people trying to sound like Westerners.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. But it's super like kind of like catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are they like doing like accent, like a Western accent, I guess? Or is it more just like the style of music?
Yeah, it's like a little bit of, I think both, like the style, it's definitely like has like a lot more like flow and then like kind of groovy.
Yeah.
Than like Japanese like pop, but like, and then also like they try to insert some like English words randomly here and there. It's so funny.
Oh, that's so funny.
Da, 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 da. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's my brother is really into K-pop. And so I haven't listened to a lot of it, but like, I like that about it where it's like, it's all in like Korean. And then all of a sudden they'll just be like, I want you. And you're like, oh, yeah. I know that word. Like
now I know what this song is about. Like,
yeah.
Key phrases like here and there.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. Do you like a lot of pop music? I love it. I actually, you have a joke where you sing Lady Gaga. Where you sing Bad Romance in Japanese.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you. Are you? Bad romance. Yes.
Are you a Lady Gaga fan?
I'm kind of like I am. You know, if I have to, you know, have to pick the size, maybe I'm more like anti pop music person, like you know, like. Because like all like when it becomes like too mainstream, it's not cool anymore, kind of
right
mindset, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I'm really excited. I was excited today. I wanted to if I talk to you, then like you kind of like tell me about like good qualities about pop culture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I am like, so I know like a lot of people have that mindset. Like, yeah, like once a thing gets popular, it's like not cool anymore. But I'm just like, yeah. I'm like, I don't have any like guilty pleasures. I'm like, if you like it, then you like it. And
yeah,
like I love like cheesy pop music and
right. None.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I think like if you like it, it doesn't matter if it gets popular or not, you like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. So it's like pure love.
I do have that resistance sometimes when like something is like everywhere and like everyone's singing it, and then I'm just like, it's not like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know, I don't want to like it.
Yeah. But then that's like, I think it's coming from kind of like fear.
Like, yeah.
And then like, oh, then it's not special anymore, like to me specifically, because like now that everybody likes it, it's kind of like territorial.
Yeah, so that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the like hipster thing. Like I liked that before it was cool.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that way about I'm trying to think. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe about, I can't think of an example, but oh, actually about the movie Mean Girls. I feel like I mean I was like 13 when it came out, but I was I was obsessed with it, and then and now it's like, I mean, it's a very funny, great movie, and it's all over, like people post about it on the internet all the time. So I feel a little bit like I can't like it anymore.
Right.
But it's like, I loved it.
But you loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. What did you love it so much about?
Oh, I think the like, fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fashion when I was in high school. And I just loved, like, it was funny. I thought, like, it was, like, teen girls, but it was, like, just, like, because Tina Fey wrote it.
Yeah,
I think I was just, like, kind of into that. I was, like, I liked Lindsay Lohan a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, it's so successful.
Yeah.
Girls, yeah.
It's crazy. Like, they made a Broadway musical out of it.
Out of it.
Yeah. Did you have any, like, movies you, like, watched over and over again?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Back to the Future.
Oh, nice.
I wanted to get married with Michael J. Fox.
Yes. He's so cute in that movie.
Yes, super cute.
Yeah, I love the
mind. Yeah.
I love the intro. Is it that movie where he's on the skateboard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the power of love.
But yeah, power of love.
Great song.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you for reminding me. That was a great song. Yeah.
Yeah. I love 80s music. What did you love about that movie? I mean, it's like a classic.
But. Yeah. I mean, like it's from when I saw it in Japan, I guess like I wasn't still like familiar with like Western culture or like how, you know, American culture was. Mm-hmm. And then like it's just like like really like you can get on the skateboard and then like you know, grab like random like car or truck.
Yeah.
And then like they don't really like give a shit about like when you do anything like that, like it's so, everything looked so much freer, like freedom. you know, than Japan. And it's like, I want to be in that world.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, so cool.
Ariel.
Yeah. Part of your world.
Part of your world. Let me begin. That looks so cool. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I think that's why that movie's so good, because it's like got that like kind of relatableness, but then like also just like, crazy time travel. But it's about family.
Yeah. All right. And it's kind of like, obviously, like, the character has to go through like lots of obstacles.
Yeah.
In order to achieve the goals, and like almost like it looks like he's gonna fail. And like, oh no, there's no way he can do that. And then like, he does it.
I actually sometimes I have a hard time like watching movies when you're just like all these bad things keep happening to someone and you're like, no.
Like you feel so bad for them.
I actually took like a bit of like screenwriting. It was like part of this like acting classes that I did.
That's so cool. Thanks. Good for you, Gina.
Thank you. But it was one of the things, like, you were like writing scenes and they were like something like you have to like make conflict. And so they're like, no, you like something bad has to happen. And so like I just remember trying to write and just being like, and when you're writing it, you're like, OK, yeah, this is funny. But you're like you're just like making these horrible things happen to the characters. I don't know, 'cause especially in comedy. It's like the more crazy things they go through, like the funnier it is.
That's but
it's
true. Yeah.
Actually like so awful to watch. like I just was thinking about the movie like Bridesmaids with Kristen Wiig. Where it's just like, yeah, like insane, horrible thing. Like they all get food poisoning at the wedding dress shop.
Yeah.
And it's like hilarious, but also you're just like in pain for her.
Because we are empaths.
True,
we feel it for them, like
almost hard to laugh sometimes. So let's get into more like nostalgia stuff. So what were some things you were into growing up? Like, did you have like one thing you want to talk about or?
Okay, I do want to talk about like my first time went to outside Japan was in like Australia.
Oh.
When I was a high school student, I did like homestay. And then I was like so wanted to join the like what's the word, high school graduation dance party thing, prom.
Yes,
prom. Like in Japan we don't have prom.
Yeah,
so like I wanted to be at the like dance party.
Yeah,
when I was in high school. And then in Australia when we like some of the homestay student were like about to leave the program, they had like dance party for us at the school. And then like I finally like got to join the a dance party for the first time. And then I was so excited, but like then the music they played was da 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 ice. what's this song.
What?
Dun, 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 dun. I saw the sign. What's the song?
It's called The Sign by Ace of Base.
Oh, yes, Ace of Base.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. We are like, it's just so funny.
Yeah, that song. What a weird prom song. That song always reminds me of the movie Pitch Perfect now.
All right.
They sing it so many times in it.
Oh, that particular song?
Yeah, they sing it like a few times in that movie because it's like their signature song.
Right.
But yeah, so that was the song that played at the prom and you were like not into it or?
No, I was like super into it. Like,
okay.
Yeah. This is fun. And then like, and then the song changed to, it's like, I can't remember.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you do like a slow dance with anybody?
Yes. That was my very first time I did slow dance with anybody.
Wow.
So like there was like one like Australian guy, like kind of boy, high school boy.
Right.
Asked me to like, would you like to dance with me? And then that was like, whoa, like, you know, like so gentleman to that, because like in Japan, high school boys, I don't know, maybe like they have changed now, but like back then when I was like a high school student, they were like super, super like immature, you know, shy. And then like, they would never ask like the girl who they like, would you like to dance with me? Do you know why? Because they are afraid of like rejections.
Yeah.
They can't handle no, so they don't ask.
Yeah, I think that's true. Like, I feel like even at my high school dances, people would just go, and if there was a slow song, like nobody would be on the dance floor. Like,
right.
Except like the like prom kind of thing that we had, like you go with a date. And so there was that, I guess. But yeah, usually it was not.
Right. Oh, I see.
I don't know. It was like, I wish it was like, I love that. But did you have like school dances in Japan?
No.
That's a westernized thing, I guess.
Yeah. I think like, it's somewhat it's considered not good to have like romantic relationship at high school. They kind of like try to control that.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So typical Japan, like they have like prepared like uniforms.
Right.
To wear to go to high school. You know, like it's very strict.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I just remembered at my high school dances because people wouldn't ask each other to dance for slow songs, but it was very much like, you know, there were like a lot of like hip hop music was very popular and people would love to like grind on the dance floor. And so like when they were in high school, but there was like, they didn't want like the teachers to go around, but like there was the kids who were like in charge of the dance. They like had them go around and like I think they had like whistles and they'd like, if people were like grinding too much, they'd be like, they'd like blow the whistle and they'd be like, get out of there.
That's so cute.
It was so funny.
That's so funny. There's like a grinding police.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's what they called themselves, the grinding police. Yeah, because it was like
by like co-students.
Yeah, which
that's
is
so impressive.
It's pretty funny, actually. But yeah. Because I was always like, I never did anything like that. I was always like, yeah, like we're teenagers. Like that's so awkward to be doing. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's so funny.
Yeah, and even in like we had elementary school dances, and so no one's grinding or anything, but you would do like a slow dance, but like you're literally like an arm's length apart, and if the kids got too close, sometimes they would like the teachers would come around with like a basketball. It had to be a basketball length.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so like, I mean, you're like under 12 years old at this point, so if there was like a boy and a girl slow dancing and they were getting too close, the teachers would like come around with a basketball and like try and put
the measurement of like how far.
Yeah. Oh.
That's so cute.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Well, that's good though. That's more like, you know, not saying like you can't do slow dance.
That's true. You can.
Just keep the distance of basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not get too crazy. Oh, wow.
I remember that boy who I danced with had like really warm hands and a little bit sweaty.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't know if I like this sensation or not.
Yeah. <So funny. laughs> He was nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, that's kind of cute. Yeah. Now that I think of it.
Yeah, not at the time.
So. Yeah, not at the time.
So what's I don't know, what's some other, like, what's some music you liked, or do you have any other things, like, movies you want to talk about, or?
Oh.
I could talk about, like, some stuff I was into.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
like, okay, I was gonna say, lately, I've been listening to a lot of Destiny's Child. I was very into them as a kid. Yeah, it's like, I always forget, because like Beyonce is huge and like one of the most respected artists. And but yeah, I just like, I've gone back and started listening to more Destiny's Child. And I'm like, God, they were so good. Like, Say My Name and...
Say My Name.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever listen to them?
Yeah. I love Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when Survivor came out, the music video like premiered, and then I like called the radio the next day.
You did?
To hear the song. Because, like, there was no internet. Like, if you wanted to hear the song, you had to, like, wait for it to come on. And I, like, called the radio. I was like, do you have Survivor by Destiny's Child? And they didn't. The song was so new. It had just premiered on Much Music. And maybe it's because I was at the radio station in Kamloops. It was, like, a smaller place. They didn't have access to it, I guess.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
it's too new. They didn't have it.
They didn't have Survivor by Destiny's Child.
Wait, which year was it again?
That was maybe
2003.
Survivor came out. Yeah. 2001.
Wow.
I was 10.
Wow. I'm so impressed. You are 10 and you are like, I want to listen to the song again. So I'm going to call the radio station.
Right. That is actually kind of funny because I would like, I would never, I was so shy. Like it's weird that I was like, I need to call them.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to record it and tape it on a cassette.
Whoa.
It's so weird to think about, you know, just like listening to stuff on the radio or tapes. And it's like, now it's just all instant access.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But wow. At 2001, you had to be assertive, more assertive in order to listen to the song you like.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And
that
says a lot about me now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know. Did you have like any like musicians you like really love to listen to?
Uh-huh. Well, like there's like in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I have like two duos that I really liked. One is called Wink, and then there are like two Japanese ladies. They look like really similar to each other.
Okay.
And then they have like really like interesting dance to it. Oh. Every single song. Yeah. Cool. And then like, it's like kind of like they sing quietly.
Oh.
But like beautifully, but with like kind of like little bit like quirky dance.
Would you like learn the dances?
Yeah, like we like, yeah, doing stuff like hello wave.
The, like hand thing is almost like voguing, like
yeah they do wear gloves.
Oh
yeah
this sounds cool.
Yeah. It's kind of like cool. And then like the second duo I really liked is also two Japanese ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And they are called Puffy, Puffy. And then they are more like it's kind of like more on the hippy dippy side.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So they're like folksy. Really wild. Hmm?
I was going to say, is it like folksy, but like folk singers? Like
Yeah. Well, but then it's not really.
No.
I would say.
More like disco? No, I don't know.
No, it's like, it's slower, not too fast, but like they kind of like, okay, why did I think it's hippy dippy? Is that like they are not really controlled? Like they.
Yeah.
They don't sing very well.
Okay. That
but
makes
like,
sense.
It's kind of cute, kind of like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They just don't care.
Yeah. It's like punk.
Mm.
And kind of, yeah.
Puffy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you have any like celebrity crushes? Or like, do you now?
Oh, okay. Good question. I really. Okay. So you've seen Twilight.
Yeah.
I was like hardcore team Jacob.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because of Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor Lautner. I went to see the movie just to see his like buffness.
Right. Yeah, because in the first movie, he had really long hair, and then everyone was really excited in the second movie when he was like cut it and took off his shirt.
yeah, that's true. There was an excitement for that.
Yeah, that's funny. I feel like no one's team Jacob.
So everybody is the opposite.
Team Edward. I don't really know. At the time, I think it was a very heated debate.
It's true though. Like even like for my friends like around me, they're all team Edward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, I mean, I always, like you, I was like, I didn't like read the books and I didn't really care. So I was like, well, Jacob's hotter, like for sure.
Yeah. I don't know that they're like characters.
Yeah. Just which one's hotter.
Physically looks hotter.
Yeah. That's so true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Do you have any celebrity crush?
God. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, Michael B. Jordan is so hot. He was voted the sexiest man alive last year.
I don't know him. Can I Google?
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan. He was in the Creed movies. I'm trying to think of like who I like really like right now.
Yeah.
I have this is not really a crush, but I have like a weird thing. Like I really like /hate Matthew McConaughey. I don't know. Like I'm just obsessed with his Instagram, and he's such a weird guy.
Yeah, like I don't like, I can't take his level of like masculinity or something. I don't know. It's like, yeah,
he's weird.
Oh. Yes.
Michael B. Jordan.
He was in Black Panther too.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Oh, another one. Just because you brought up like the superheroes. Now I'm like, oh, Chris Evans.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Chris Evans. Yeah.
So good. Yeah. Well, I think we're near the end here, so
okay.
I'll just ask you a few like just really quick questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask everybody this: which Spice Girl are you?
Oh, I want to say Posh Spice.
Posh Spice?
Yeah. Nice.
Yes, I see that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, and then if you could live in any like sitcom,
mm-hmm.
like what would you be in?
Friends.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Who's your who do you like on Friends? This is an offshoot question.
Phoebe.
I love Phoebe.
Yeah.
I could actually see you as like playing a role like that. Like
aww.
You could just come in and like just be like the funny
random
friend.
Shit.
Yeah.
Do some random shit.
Yeah. I mean that would be so much fun to play.
Yeah. I would love that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then which if you could be in any reality show, I usually say between these ones, between Survivor. Big Brother, American Idol, or The Amazing Race?
Survivor.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like the challenge. It's I find it like really fascinating.
It is. I mean, I love watching it. I know I could never be on it.
Yeah, it looks really hard.
That's great. Okay, well, that's the end. But where can people find you?
Oh, good question, Gina. So I'm a proud YouTuber. So yes, please find me on YumiTube, YUMITUBE. And also Instagram, Yumi Comedy, at Yumi Comedy.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And for the podcast, you can follow along on Instagram at Dearest Pop Culture, and make sure to subscribe and tell your friends and rate 5 stars and stuff. Anyways, yes. Yeah, we'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.